Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Hoo-la! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with Gabe S. Dunn.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money Mailbag. This is a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. How is everyone doing? If you are new here, I am Gabe Dunn. I am your host. I am a trans guy and way too open about my finances on the internet. This is our mailbag where we read your reviews and comments and emails, which you can send to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. And then I'm also going to talk about some other stuff pertaining to myself. Let's get into these, and then I'll talk about some stuff that's going on with me because I got the money back from my breakup and my separating of the assets of me and my ex. And I'm going to talk about how I'm feeling. Not about anything about that because we all know why, but just about how I'm feeling. So this is a message from Precy. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hey, Gabe, I'm a new listener. I'm going backwards and I'm in the July episodes of this year. And I just wanted to say thanks for all the great content, great vibes, and being yourself. I usually get out of listening to podcasts because I feel like they're either too long or too short for what I'm doing. But yours has been my go-to for the past couple weeks because the regular episodes are good for me cleaning a certain space or doing something kind of long. But when I still want something in the background for 20 minutes, your mailbag episodes are still fun to listen to and perfect size. I love my listenership, that this is like the type of compliment I get because it's the type of compliment that I enjoy receiving. Thanks for filling my past week that has been especially annoying because I caught COVID for the first time. Really glad to hear that even though you're going through a rough spot, you still have support from loved ones and the knowledge you gained from all the years prior. Wishing you more happiness and success. Thanks for everything you share with us. I love you so much. Heart.
Aww.
I love a review that is like, this is exactly what I like about it in time frames and numbers. I'm doing a drag queen bingo night in LA on February 7th. If anyone wants to come, it's at Hamburger Mary's. You can check it out on my Instagram at Gabe S. Dunn. And part of that that's so funny is that I made this like big flyer that's like, if you are anxious or autistic, here are all the things you would need to know about going to this place. And some people liked it and some people thought it was like very silly. And then I saw this guy, Josh Thomas, who's a creator of a show called Please Like Me. And he's great. And he's autistic. And he is performing at the Sydney Opera House. And they made a little flyer that was like, here's all the information you might want if you're autistic going to this thing. And I think that should be standard. So this is a message from Wayward Food Ships. Hello, Gabe. I wanted to thank you for putting this podcast out. I've been a fan since 2009 or something like that, lurking in the internet shadows, and have enjoyed following all the great content you produce. As a working artist, BWM has been an amazing resource to help me detangle all the scary finance words, and your transparency has been very encouraging. Thank you again for all the work you do. Aw, thanks so much. Well, we're going to get into transparency, baby. This is an email. Sending good vibes, heart. Hey, Gabe, I'm a longtime listener from Australia. I just listened to your most recent episode and had to reach out to say I think you're incredibly brave and courageous to not only overcome your toxic ex, but use it to educate your listeners so they can be better informed when managing their finances in a relationship. I wish you a joyful, positive year ahead and have a feeling some good karma is coming your way. Thanks for all you do, Gabby. Oh, thanks. Okay, here's some other ones. This is from Quill, who I think is on the Discord. Hey, Gabe, I saw this Tumblr post, "You will pry this particular blue hell site affectionate," from my cold dead fingers. I heard Tumblr's making a comeback. The thought of the whole idea of shareholder primacy and corporate law reformation could be awesome topics for a future episode. The pod continues to keep me company on my drives home from work. I'm glad you finally got closure on the whole house situation, even if it wasn't the best outcome financially. I know others have said it before, but you've got so much more financial know-how now. Coupled with your determination, I'm confident you'll rebuild and continue to grow. Onwards and upwards, Quill. P.S. Okay, not gonna lie. Writing this email got me thinking about Tumblr. Sure, it's not the most popular social media, but it's not dead like the news articles claim. Users celebrate the fact that Verizon sold the website at such a massive loss, $2 billion, and are determined to stick around until the servers get shut off. It doesn't have an algorithm. The dash is still chronological. People you know IRL aren't going to be on there, and user data can't be easily monetized. Sure, the current staff and owners, Wattpad, are trying to make the site financially feasible, but in the meantime, I can engage in fandom, follow some of my favorite authors, Neil Gaiman, Seanan McGuire. We even got John Green back. Talk about stuff and find out breaking news in Destiel meme format as God intended. I feel like there's an episode in that. If you don't know what Destiel is, don't get started. You know, maybe I'll go back on Tumblr. What do you guys think? Is the Tumblr the way forward? I used to love Tumblr, and Tumblr is actually where I hosted my very first blog I ever did, called 100 Interviews. Very first blog ever was on Tumblr, if you can believe. So maybe Tumblr's not dead. You know, we don't know. I mean, John Green kind of swayed me. Should I go back on Tumblr? Is that wild? I feel like people are probably just getting really excited even hearing me toy with the idea. So let's not make people more. Yeah, let's not make people more excited. But honestly, if you hear this and I'm on Tumblr, Quill did it. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. I don't know if you know, but I'm a business myself, and I have to run everything on my own, and it is very difficult, especially to deliver you a product such as this podcast. Luckily, I have Melissa to help me, and we want to keep all the money that we make. So how do we do that? NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, see how you'll profit from NetSuite. Everything is so expensive. How do I boost performance? How do I pay everyone? How do I cut costs? Here you go. You want inventory? You want financial systems in the cloud? You got it, baby. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 We're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employees agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring in one place so easy. Like, think about how much you have to do in order to hire someone and how much you have to gather, plus scheduling, plus messaging. Like, if I was looking to hire someone, I would feel that it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish that I could use Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I have been using Mint to manage my finances, but bad news. Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There's a better alternative. Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarch.com/badmoney. It is very stressful, confusing, and time-consuming to manage my finances. I try all the apps, as you guys know, and I've just been like flighty with them. They've never stuck. But now I have Monarch, and it is easy to use. It has powerful features like collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, product improvements. It's just been really helpful to see everything laid out and especially be able to collaborate if I want to. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Yeah, we've talked about that a lot here. Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and recurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Of course, I've been frustrated in the past with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads. So was Monarch. So they built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. We never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. Okay, I'm going to read some news articles and then I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with me. Let me look at these articles Melissa sent because I am taken in often by space news. And this is an article from CNBC. A handful of space companies are running out of cash and time. Here are three at risk. So now these are called Momentus, Astra, and Sita Space. And I guess Virgin Orbit also disappeared. And so they're worried that these three will follow in Virgin Orbit's footsteps. It's hard to say the word Virgin Orbit, honestly. It doesn't have a good mouthfeel. They are publicly traded. So I guess the whole space sector isn't necessarily struggling. I wonder, you know, it's interesting because I don't think space has good PR, and that's a weird thing to say, but like, I love outer space. I loved it when I was a kid. I found it really exciting. And then, you know, I remember being very invested in the Columbia spaceship that went down and exploded when I was in high school. And I think that to me, whenever something like that happens, I feel like there's like a 30-year ripple effect. So basically, the moon landing happens in 1969. This is a very unformed theory. The moon landing happens in 1969. Then there's like a 10 to 12 year period of like, wow, space. Then Challenger happens in 1986. And then there's a period of like, space, we're not as keen on it. And then there was the Columbia explosion, which happened when I was in high school. And that also like put a big damper on things. I think we're still kind of in the wake of that. And also I think that after a financial crisis, so like 2008, you know, like I think there that also puts a damper on space exploration because I think people don't have the right idea about what it's about. They think it's about conquest or like imperialism, or they think it's like about like getting the most people into this place they've never been before and like how far can humans go and step and reach. But I think the PR of it all is like not focused on what sort of medical and scientific advancements we can make by going into space, because there's certain things that you can only kind of like study and put together medically and scientifically like for the future in zero gravity. But instead, we've got this whole like notion of this is about exploration. This is about finding aliens, which like I think was cool at a certain point and is like no longer cool. People are like, the Earth is falling apart. And then kind of coming at it as like, well, climate change is going to destroy the Earth, so we should be looking at other planets, is also like not good PR, because the just help us save the Earth that we have. So I think that we're like not showing exactly why these things are useful to the average person. Nobody cares about what rich people are up to, right? We're all talking about like, you know, eating the rich and like billionaires are bad and why should they be billionaires? And then who's going to be able to go to space? Just rich people. So I think like, I think there's this element of not being able, which like, of course, right? Like they're not there. Why are they trying to fight in the court of public opinion? Other than you're a publicly traded company. So you kind of do need to fight in the court of public opinion. So I could go on and on about this, but also let me know what you think. Is that theory correct? Do you think it has to do with economic downturn? Do you think it has to do with like a big space disaster? Do you think it has to do with like the average person sort of being like, we don't care what billionaires get up to. It's not exciting for anyone, just anyone to explore space anymore. That has nothing to do with us. Speaking of air travel, I went to Sundance Film Festival and my flight was very canceled, extremely canceled on the way there on United. And the reason for that was because the Boeing 737 MAX 9 doors fall off. And the amount of people that knew about this versus didn't know about it, and the amount of my friends who knew about it and didn't know about it, it was very clear who was like very online and who wasn't. Because the joy that I felt getting to tell people that the doors were falling off of airplanes and watching their genuine reaction to that news, that's a high that I don't know that I'll be able to replicate for a while. Basically, the FAA grounded planes after a January 5th Alaska Airlines incident where I don't know why I'm laughing. The door flew off. That, you know what it is? It's because it's something that is so Final Destination wild that you would not ever think would happen. And then it's so traumatizing to think about that you're almost like, I'm almost laughing out of nerves. Like, they've always had problems with the 737. Always. There's always been problems. But headrests and seat backs and some guy's shirt and some person's phone got blown out of the door. A door came off in the air. In the air. How much do you think you could get for suing over that? That's how twisted I am. I'm like, how much money do you think you get in compensation if that happens to you? And do you think it's enough to ever fly again? But yeah, so I mean, the thing is, it must be really bad because they canceled flights. My flight included was canceled for like a week. And that's a lot of money to lose. So that's how you know it's very dangerous. Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories, and also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me. Oh my gosh. Budgeting is wild. I am trying to make progress every day. I am, as you guys know, like deeply into rebuilding my finances. It is very hard to keep motivated, but I am constantly looking at the numbers, constantly like looking at ways to cut stuff. And I'm looking for new ways to save. And when I do, I can find my financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. With a Chime checking account, you get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I have constantly had to deal with overdraft fees my entire life. When I first learned what they were upon getting my first bank account, it was a very rude awakening. I also learned about something when I was writing my book, where a lot of banks take out money from your account in the order that makes you have overdraft fees, which is so unfair. But Chime allows you an overdraft of up to $200 with no fees. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps you make progress with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit. Set up direct deposit into your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, so let me now give you a rundown of what's been going on with me. So I got the house money back. It went into my personal checking. So then now I paid back the debt that I had from my friend who gave me money. I also had taken out a loan from the WGA, I think I mentioned, during the writer's strike. And I paid that back. And then I got a discount for paying that back early, which is amazing. Not only was it no interest, but I also only had to pay back 70% of it, which was incredible. Thank you to the union. And so now I have a little bit of money. I have a cushion, not that much, but I have a cushion more than I did have. And I don't have any debt anymore. So now I'm like, okay, I had spent, and some of you are probably going to be screaming, I had spent the better part of a year and a half not looking at my retirement at all. I put some money in it based on what my like, you know, financial advisor told me to put in, but I didn't look at what it was invested in. I completely forgot how much I was paying in fees to the advisor. I stopped looking into if the advisor was doing things I agreed with. I stopped looking into if the advisor was even a good advisor for me right now. I stopped looking into what was getting traded, what was happening. When I would get the emails at the end of like the month or something, I would just delete them. I fell back into these really, really bad habits. And the habits are when things are not going well, pretend it's not happening. And I just could not bring myself to look at it. Like my friend would say, oh, you really need to check on what's going on. It's really important. And I would view it as, so when I had my investments that before, like my individual investments in like TD Ameritrade, before everything happened with my ex, I would look at those all the time. I would look at them. I would play with them. I would look at projections. I would, you know, because when I had money that I viewed as my own, I was very invested in what happened to it, pun intended. But I wanted to know what happened to it. I was very much like wanted to research and micromanage and like see, you know, what, how, like I was very satisfied by seeing the numbers go up or very, unfortunately, very decimated by seeing the numbers go down, even just like by a dollar. And I felt like that was maybe too much, but also I felt like motivated and engaged with what I had. Then when I had to pull all of that out because I got financially screwed, I didn't think of my retirement as being the same. I thought of my retirement as this sort of abstract, faraway thing that was had nothing to do with me right now, and I could worry about it later. And I'm now back in a place, thankfully, where I do feel motivated to research and I do feel motivated to look at if it's doing the best, if my financial advisor is one that's working for me, if there are other options. I feel more motivated to look at what my accountant is doing and to try. I'm switching accountants to someone that I feel a little bit like better about talking to and asking questions of. And also like I did all this math to see that she was going to charge me less for actually better work. And that's something, the math is something that I would not have been motivated to do in the last like year. I was just like closing my eyes, emailing stuff off, and just like barely hanging on, like barely surviving. And when you operate from a place of not having to survive, but actually having 5 minutes or an hour to go over and look at the math on things, it makes such a world of difference, like such a world of difference. And, you know, I knew that, but I had completely forgotten it because I hadn't lived in the world of having a second to breathe for a year and a half. And I did live in that world and I forgot. I mean, you forget so quickly once things become dire again and you go back into my old habits, which are like scrounging around for food, trying to survive while also having an emotional and mental breakdown. So I went into my retirement. I'm looking, I'm like seeing what I'm invested in. I'm seeing if that makes sense. I'm looking at projections again. I'm getting to know what's in these funds. It's very slow, but it felt so, I mean, I just had no hope before. And then even opening the account and feeling okay looking at it without having a panic attack or feeling okay talking about it right now without feeling so much shame that I hadn't looked at it, because it was a cycle. And only by looking at it could I get out of the cycle of being mad at myself that I wasn't looking at it. But I don't want to, so like there is hope now when I thought there never would be. But I don't, again, want to sound like Pollyanna because I can't stress enough how impossible it felt to do or how stressful or how much it felt like I would rather just end my life than look at it when I didn't have anything. Or when there wasn't a second to breathe, or when I was in flight, fight or flight. So I don't really have an answer. You know, I think the thing that comes up a lot is people feeling seen by me not having an answer, which is kind of different, I guess, than other financial shows. But I don't have an answer other than just me just wanting to say that, you know, it's tough out there. And I don't really know. I think if this is motivating in any way for you to go out and look at what's going on with you, do that. But in any regard, I do understand, you know, why someone wouldn't. And I just wanted to be honest about that. I haven't. So I hope that's helpful in any way. Further down the road, I can go into what I'm actually invested in and what I've made changes on. But yeah, we're back to that now. Hopefully everyone who's been around for Sad Sack situation where I don't talk as much about what I'm actually doing, or I guess I talk too much, let's say. Yeah, hopefully we're back to some sort of base level where I'm not just completely disassociated from my own finances. Okay, write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also go to my Instagram at Gabe S. Dunn or at BWM Pod. You can send a voice memo to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. Oh, and also leave us a 5-star Apple review, please. Go to the Apple page and leave us a 5-star review and write something. You can just write great show if you want. Although someone on my other podcast, The New Guys, said that they felt embarrassed that we just read out loud that they said just great show. So then they wrote in a longer review. But great show is a fine review. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual. Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions. Edited by Diane King. Post-production sound by Coco Lorenz. And music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save